Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680, joined by someone who really has had a nice spring and a good beginning of the season. That's Juan Gutierrez. Juan, Candlestick Park, they're saying goodbye to. That was cold. What do you think about AT&T Park? How's the weather here?
I mean, it's pretty cold, but the best thing around here is that the fans support the team. I mean, pretty good crowd. It's something that makes you special. It's something that makes you do the best for the team and for trying the team get a win.
Boy, nice to have Juan Gutierrez with us. Off to really a good start this season. Venezuela, we have so many players from Venezuela. It's incredible. Almost the city is here. But you grew up there. Tell me about baseball for you as a kid. What was it like?
I mean, I was playing baseball since I was 4 years old. I told my dad that I want to play baseball. I never thought that I'm going to make it at this level. So I just growing up, like to play. As soon as I got like 13, 14 years old, the scouts started and saw me. They say, hey, you got pretty good conditions and you maybe have a chance to sign up as a professional player. So at that time, I was catcher. So they bring me to the academy down in Venezuela with the Texas Rangers, so I started in it as a catcher. But 2 years later, when I got 16 years, guy from Philadelphia told me you're gonna get better as a pitcher. So if you're gonna have a long career as a baseball player, you better switch position. So I started pitching, and I signed when I was 17 as a pitcher.
Wow, Juan Gutierrez, what a story! You'd be a pretty big catcher, I'll tell you that. You probably throw the ball back so hard they knocked the pitcher down. So I think they made the right choice. When you get signed at that age, what kind of money do you get?
I get $200,000 by signing bonus for the Astros. I think I was the hire for a Venezuelan guy for the Houston Astros at the time. Oh, wow. So I played 2 years and down the summer league, and then I came out to United States in 2003 for first time. I play in Appalachian League and 2004 Appalachian League. So and after that year, I did a pretty good in a rookie ball, and I went back to pitch and win a ball, and a lot of scouts saw me in it, and they want to pick me up in Route 5, but the Houston Astros they put me on the 40-man roster.
Wow, what a great story. 2 years down in Venezuela, and you come up and you go to the Appalachian League. Now, had you been in the United States before? What about showing up all of a sudden? You're in the, where were you in the Appalachian League, and the food and people, the language, what was that like?
I mean, I was pretty stranger. I mean, I came here with any idea how to speak the English, so I don't know how to say anything. And that was pretty hard for me the first couple of years. I just got really interested, go to English garage and trying to get better every day, talk with people, so told me what I'm doing wrong, trying to be on good English. You know, for me, this is a big part for being a baseball player when you don't speak the language. So because you want to understand everything that they explain to you, or the plays, or all the signs, and that made me work a lot on my English.
What a great story. I'm enjoying this. Juan Gutierrez, fans, relief pitcher for the Giants. So now, you throw the ball pretty hard, and you had Tommy John surgery in 2011. You've been traded from the Astros to the Diamondbacks. You've been with the Royals, the Angels, now the Giants. But you've always had the big arm. Did you always throw that hard?
Yeah, before I get the surgery, I was always like 92 and 93, okay. 94 as a top. But as soon as I get a Tommy John, I work pretty hard during my rehabbing. And first time that I get it there, I threw 97 first time at the rehabbing. And I was impressed. And I mean, my velocity changed a lot. I came a lot stronger. And I mean, now I throw from 94 to 98, 97, sitting 95, 96. And that comes as a hard work.
Yeah, boy, it's great. It's great to watch you, because you're one of those guys on the mound that says, you know what? Here it comes, and you're going to have to hit it, because you mix in a breaking ball every once in a while, but basically you say, here comes the number one.
Yeah, well, I mean, as a pitcher, when you use your fastball a lot and you combine it with a breaking pitch, really tough for the hitter to get a easy pitch. You know, for me, I just go out there, attack the hitter, trying to get him out quickly as possible.
You get nervous as a closer because you were 12 for 12 to end the season with the Diamondbacks. How did you like being a closer?
I mean, I love being a closer. Being a closer is something special for me. I forgot about everything. I just focused between my catcher and me. And I know it's time to close the lights up. And I just go out there and here we go. So if you can hit it, hit it. And here we go. Let's go home.
Well, nice for Juan Gutierrez. Now, you had a great winter league as well in Venezuela. Tell us about just playing in winter league before the fans and family and all that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. The fans, like in here, and they go really crazy with the baseball in there. And it's really exciting. It's really excited to play back at home in front of all your family or your fans, and they give you a really good support. And like I told you, I'm the closer I need is that. That's really special for me, be closer down to Venezuela.
All right. Miguel Cabrera, the best hitter from Venezuela?
Oh, yeah, for sure. No doubt about it.
All right. Nice to have you on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on, and congratulations on being on the ball club, and I know you're a big part of what's going on now, so thank you.
Yeah, I feel really, really blessed to be here. I mean, a lot of good people, a lot of good teammates, really good organization. I feel really blessed to be part of the San Francisco Giants.
All right, Juan Gutierrez. Thank you, Juan.
Thank you.
All right, more coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.